Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history.
Wow.
I know. And Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but beware. You may gain weight just by listening to this.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea.
This segment today is We've Struck Oil. Hooray!
Yay! Maybe not.
Yeah, well, anywho.
The ever-vigilant dining duo is always on the lookout to find new restaurants for the loyal citizens of Huntley to try.
Yes, we are.
Hopefully, there will be more and more new restaurants opening up to take the place of the casualties due to COVID. One such restaurant in the location previously held by Houlihan's caught our eye while driving down Randall Road one day. We put it in our restaurant review list.
Mm-hmm.
Our review hit
list. Well, hit list, depending on your point of view.
And today we decided to pull the trigger and shoot for the Tap House Grill in Algonquin. Spoiler alert, the reason for our title will become clear at the end of the show.
Yes, it will. Well, the restaurant has been completely renovated inside and out with a new modern decor.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very nice in there. Yeah,
very.
Yeah. There are two levels in this restaurant, but no worries. It is handicap accessible. The venue is very spacious with a large bar, booths, high top tables, and regular tables to suit your mood. It's got a real clean feeling to it and wide open. It's nice. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. We were seated and a waitress came over to take our drink order. A few moments later, another waitress came over to take our drink order. We felt special that they were fighting over us.
I think they were, yeah. I'm sure they were.
You think they knew who we were? Couldn't be.
No, there's actually someone else who lives. They're friends of ours, another couple. And they've been mistaken for us.
Because she looks a lot like me.
Yeah, and me, I don't know. He doesn't look anything like me. No, but
he's got some hair.
Oh, ouch.
And he's shorter than you.
Ouch. But, you know, we've never been mistaken for us.
And I don't even think he has a mustache.
No, he doesn't.
No, so he can't look like you.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Okay.
I digress.
You do.
Since January is a bitter cold month, and Nancy has been short on her hot flashes lately, she decided a cup of hot soup would hit the spot.
It would.
It certainly would. We both decided to try their appropriately named frozen tundra beer cheese soup for $3.49.
Mm-hmm.
This was Wisconsin cheddar and Monterey Jack cheeses, blended with frozen tundra IPA. It was served with a buttery crustini.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded good. I love beer cheese soup.
I love that too.
It is so good, especially on a cold day.
Yeah.
To our disappointment, the soup was barely warm, and it could have used more cheese to make it thicker and tastier.
Well, you didn't expect it to be really hot, did you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's frozen tundra IPA.
No, but you got to have...
You got to have it hotter.
And it's got to be thick.
It's got to be thicker.
Yeah. It's disappointing.
A little bit, yeah. Would I have it again? Probably. Because I just love cheese beer soup or beer cheese soup or whatever you call it. While perusing the menu, I looked up and saw Jim's eyes rolling back in his head. I thought I was going to have to call 911 or something. Like, and drooling like a St. Bernard and pointing to the menu. What happened to his voice? He's just...
I know.
I assumed he found something. He was looking at the one-pound BLT. His enthusiasm was quickly squashed when I told him it was a one-pound sandwich, not a pound of bacon.
See, now, I think that that's false advertising.
I do, too.
If they say one-pound BLT, they should put a pound of bacon on there.
They should, but who can eat a pound of bacon?
Ah, boy, I'd go down trying, though. I really would.
And you're such a pig, that's why.
Oh, I know.
I'm a big, fat pig!
Yes, I am. But I give it a heck of a try.
Reading the menu through his tears, he decided then on the Three Little Pigs flatbread for $12.99.
We see a pig theme going here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because you are a pig, so you like to eat pig.
I do. A pig is such a tasty animal.
I know.
It really is.
This was bacon, Italian sausage, and prosciutto topped with Parmesan and mozzarella, garlic oil, chili flakes, and oregano. He was a pig. I have never seen so much meat on a flatbread pizza, and he loved it. I would like less. That was a lot of meat.
No, that was so good. Oh.
Sometimes the quantity is maybe too much, and then, I don't know.
But I mean, he got bacon, Italian sausage, and prosciutto. Come on, that's a trifecta of goodness.
Yeah, that's true too, but it was just totally loaded with meats. That's all you saw. You couldn't see the crust at all.
I know, it was great. I couldn't even finish it.
I know, he actually took two slices home in a doggy bag.
Oh, that was good. I gotta admit, that was good. Nancy decided on the BBQ pork sandwich for $13.29. This was pulled pork. Here again, a pig is such a tasty animal.
I know. We both were kind of in our porky piggish mood.
It was tossed in a homemade barbecue sauce, topped with cheddar cheese, crispy onion strings, and slaw, all served on a pretzel bun.
It was good, yeah.
That does sound good. This entree came with your choice of fries. Oh, tater tots, my favorite. Oh. Or a baby house salad and homemade pickles. She chose the fries, which were a disappointment, and the pickles were AWOL.
Yes, they were.
What happened to the pickles?
I don't know, and I wanted to try them because they're homemade.
They specifically say on the menu, homemade pickles.
And they were gone.
And then they don't give you any.
I know. I didn't think about it.
Huh.
When we came home, I said to you when we were going to break this up, I'm like, I didn't get any pickles.
Yeah.
What happened to the pickles? Oh, and I always get the pickles when I go out to lunch with my girlfriend after bowling because she doesn't like pickles, so I always get her pickles. I'm a pickle person.
You're a pickle person?
I'm a pickle person. I like pickles.
The sandwich was delicious, and nothing came home with her today. Mm-mm. So who is the pig?
I didn't have as much meat in my sandwich as you had on your flatbread pizza. I mean, your flatbread pizza was totally full of meat. Jim went into a trance again when he noticed the 10 fresh, sticky chocolate caramel donuts for $7.99 for dessert.
I mean, 10 donuts for $8 fresh? Come on.
I know, you're there. Oh, I know you and donuts.
Oh, man.
These are cooked to order, tossed in their house-made Guinness caramel sauce with chocolate drizzle. Again, the caramel sauce went AWOL.
Yeah.
With the pickles. Both.
No.
And that's not a good combination at all.
They ran out of caramel sauce?
I don't know.
What the heck? I don't know.
Here is the tie-in to our title now. Biting into these hot gems, we were treated to a mouthful of cooking oil that saturated the donut. You had to, huh?
I had to.
Jim, being the moron that he is, had to try another donut from the opposite end of the plate in hopes that it would be better. But lo and behold, it was also an oil slick. Oh, God.
Now, seriously, there was a method to my madness.
Let me know.
Because here's what's
They're not big donuts, so they all go into the fryer together.
I didn't think that they did.
Why?
I figured that they were all lined up on the plate. There's a method to my thinking.
Okay, go ahead.
So if they started with the ones on one end of the plate, maybe the oil would get hotter and better as it got to the other end of the plate.
No, because they put them in all at once.
I refuse to believe that.
You're a moron.
I refuse to believe that.
You're a moron.
So that was my thinking.
Well, how did your thinking go?
Not too well.
No, because then you had to take another bite and then you left it.
But Nancy only ate one bite of her donut and left it on her plate.
Oh, because it was horrendous.
Me being the trained professional, I ate one donut and took a bite out of another before I gave up.
And left it on your plate.
We called the waitress over and told her to let the cook know the oil wasn't hot enough and the donuts were soaked with oil through and through and we couldn't eat them. I mean, really, you took a bite, all you saw was
God. I should have taken those donuts and just squished them to see how much oil came out.
And she looked at the platter with the remaining 7 donuts that we didn't eat and said she would mention it to the cook. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I think you would say, hey,
so
I'm
somebody
sorry.
Else is going to get a better donut than us next time. She was clueless.
I'm trying
to say it in a nice way so that she'd say, oh, I'll take it off your bill. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll tell him about it. Well, really?
Mm-hmm. She was clueless in offering us any reimbursement whatsoever.
Are we expecting too much? I mean, I don't care about those.
We should have told her we wanted off our bill, to be honest with you, because somebody else came. I think his name is Miguel, the manager, because I heard his name.
Yeah.
And he came out to another table and satisfied them. But when it came to us, you always say, oh, shut up.
Even though
I have a hair in my eggs,
well,
you say, shut up, don't say anything.
But that was on the last bite.
I don't care if it came on the first or the last bite. It was a hair, not our color.
See, you know? I try and be a nice guy, and where does it get me?
It's
nowhere.
Getting you.
I get greasy donuts.
And you're getting yelled at by your wife.
Oh, man. Anywho.
The price for checking a new restaurant off our review list, $44.77. Striking oil, priceless.
It's too full of oil.
That's what we said.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. That's what he said.
I do use that joke a lot. That's what she said. I do use
you
that.
You do.
It always works. It always works.
So, my love, what is your take of this restaurant?
Well, my flatbread, I mean, it was really, really good. It was tasty. It was a lot of stuff on there, but especially after I warmed it up, it was a salt bomb. It was really salty because everything on there, Italian sausage, the prosciutto.
Mm-hmm. Cheeses.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about a lot of stuff that brings, and bacon.
Yeah. But it
brings
was,
salt.
But it was good. I would get it again. I don't care. What's your take, Toots?
Oh, you care.
I do.
Okay. Wish I had those homemade pickles. That's all I can say. And I wish I had the caramel sauce. Well, not really.
Yeah,
I only took one bite. I couldn't eat any more.
Well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Oh, you want the particulars,
sure.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tap House Grill, 1508 Randall Road, Algonquin, 60102. Phone number is 847-429-2790. Website, www.taphousegrills.com. Directions. Take Route 47 North to Algonquin Road East to Randall Road South to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 21 minutes. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. 101.5 on your FM dial. We put you in WHRU.
And remember, WHRU, where you are always last.
You're so nasty.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, did we get any letters this week, my love?
Let me check.
Congratulations. You've got mail.
Oh, oh boy.
We got mail.
Yes, we did. We got a letter from Steve, our buddy Steve. And he wanted to get our list of best restaurants for 2021.
Oh, when we did our show,
that was
back in January, I think, first week of January or December.
He forgot what some of them. I think it was the beginning of December we did it because we had Christmas music and fa la la.
Oh, and fa la la. Oh yeah, fa la la. That's true.
Yeah. So just to make you listeners out there aware, if you ever want any of our old shows, they're all archived on HuntleyRadio.com, and just go to the Dining Duo. You can see all of our shows there. So.
Well, most of them, because they are archived. Some of them, the early ones.
Well, within reason. I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years, so we don't keep 10 years on there, but at least, 3 years?
Okay.
Something like that.
So they know.
Just so you know. And any of our other sparkling, witty shows, you can listen to them at your leisure.
Ooh, or leisure?
Either one of them.
Okay.
Either one you want. Leisure, leisure, potato, potato, whatever.
Okay. So, our email address
is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Thanks for reminding me of that.
You're welcome.
It's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
Here in the studio with us today is our own Detective Jim with his Food Felons Special Waffle House Edition.
That's right.
Give it to him.
I'm going to give you the facts on Waffle House.
Give us the facts, Jim. Just the facts.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Okay.
But first, I'd like to get on my soapbox a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I think you would too.
Okay, why?
This happened to both of us. Well, in
I know what you're going to
talk about. Okay, in the last 6 months,
not even,
our credit card has been compromised twice.
Right.
After we've been to a restaurant.
Exactly.
And you know, if you think about it, you give the credit card to your server.
Mm-hmm.
They disappear with your credit card for 5 minutes, and they come back.
What? Restaurant in particular, our first time, they brought me the little book with my pen in it and the bill to fill in their tip and the total, but they didn't give me my card back for at least a good 5 minutes, because then I'm sitting there trying to find any waiter or waitress in the restaurant to come and get, you know, to get their attention, come over, and so I can tell them what happened. So I know that definitely is when it happened the first time. And the second time, I never used my credit card anywhere for a whole week, and then boom.
Yeah, it's always right after you use it at the restaurant that night or the following morning. You know, and I'm sick of buying these people big screen TVs.
I know.
Because they always go to Walmart.
Or entertainment centers.
I know.
Come on, stereo entertainment, you know, theater entertainment thing. I mean, big, expensive things.
They have good taste. Last time it was a Bose stereo system.
Yeah.
And, you know, I never thought about it, but if you think about it, yes, you're giving a complete stranger. Now, this is not all the people.
There's a majority of them are
honest, but there's a few bad apples.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, you're giving a total stranger your credit card and say, here, go take it and bring it back in 5 minutes. Well, I never thought they can copy down your security code, the expiration date, the number, and then go home and go online and have a ball.
I know.
And, you know,
and they've been doing that a lot, and I'm really happy that Citibank catches it.
And, you know, and yes, and our bank is very, very good about it. We never get charged for it. It's taken off and everything. But the inconvenience of we get a new card and then all of the regular accounts, you know,
we have our drug mailing.
Yeah,
we got that. Well, not our drug, our pharmacy, I should say. Sorry, people.
Pharmacy, yeah.
You know, and our iPass.
Yeah, and all that stuff. You gotta
our Amazon.
Yeah, they got to change all that
I mean,
stuff.
We have to change so many things.
So our word of advice is the Dining Duo tip, if you will. From now on, what we are going to do, all restaurants, we are going to pay cash.
Yep.
And
unless they have a reader, like Tap House Grill here, they have the thing right in front of you where they swipe it right in front of you. And you just sign and do your tip, one, two, three.
I think the Crimson Crustacean has that too, I think.
I don't know. I do know that Olive Garden has
it
at the table.
That has it, yeah.
Yeah, but if they do it in front of me, or if you take it to the cash register in the front,
yeah,
I'll use it.
But I'm never going to give it to a server again.
Never again.
It's just not worth it.
It's just time consuming.
So I just want to give you a heads up on that in case you were like me and didn't think of that. But it's pretty easy to do if you think of it.
Well, they've done it within, you know, two times with not even 6 months.
Anywho.
So now, Detective Jim,
okay,
give us the facts and anywho, only the facts.
These are the latest and greatest in crimes that occurred at a Waffle House.
Okay.
And if you don't know what a Waffle House is, it's very, very big in the southeast of a portion of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always little restaurants. They're open 24 hours. And basically, you get a waffle with anything, with sausage, with bacon. It's just waffles.
I know, any way you want it. I had a pecan waffle in Georgia. Every exit has, like, when you're a Waffle House. It's like, everywhere you turn, there's a Waffle House.
I personally love Waffle Houses.
Oh, God. I personally don't.
My son and I love Waffle House.
Yeah, and your wife doesn't. Are you going to see another Waffle House? I don't think so.
Boy, I'm running out of time. There's in my soapbox too much. But I'll try and give you the good ones. Okay. Oh, man tries to run over his wife while she was inside Waffle House.
Now, why do you think that's a good one? That's not nice. It's not. You're laughing.
Well, because this is a Waffle House. It happened in Panama City Beach, Florida. Who could ask for more? And he drove his Ford pickup truck through the window of the Waffle House.
Just to get her?
Just to get her.
Oh, he must really not like her.
I mean,
her.
It's a trifecta. It's great, but, you know,
she,
everybody was all right, and they hauled him off to the pokey. What else we got here? Sneaky employees rob Waffle House. This happened in South Carolina, Richburg, South Carolina. A group of employees one night called 911 to say that they were robbed.
Yeah.
At gunpoint?
Yeah.
Well.
And they weren't?
Now, the only problem is they were the robbers.
So they took the money and divided it up.
Took the money out and divided it up. So, yeah.
Don't they have, I wonder, that's, you know, they should have cameras in their Waffle Houses because they're open 24/7.
Yeah, well, there is that. But he was hauled off to the pokey. Oh. A waitress hits a customer in the head with a coffee pot.
Ouch.
This happened at 3 a.m. in beautiful Beaufort, South Carolina.
You know, that's why I don't like Waffle Houses. You never know what's going to happen with you when you walk into one because there's not too many people in them. And it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, give me a break.
Well, a customer was arguing with the waitress because she took too long to serve him. So she hit him in the head with a coffee pot.
Oh, she hit him. Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, waitress hits a customer.
Oh.
She hit him. Yeah. And just to make it.
She was cranky. Well, it's late.
The icing on the cake was the cops found marijuana in her pocket.
Oh.
So I guess she was not mellow enough. Oh, and then the latest and greatest, the last one. Man lives on top of a Waffle House.
He lives on top?
Yeah.
Where?
This was happening in Augusta, Georgia.
I thought these would all be happening in the great state of Florida.
No, this is in Augusta, Georgia.
Wow.
For 6 months, a man made a home for himself on top the roof of a Waffle House.
Holy moly.
Yeah. But I guess it got a little warm out there. He was found dehydrated on the roof and taken to a nearby hospital.
Wow.
And then they probably hauled him off to the pokey. I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aw, well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food. Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Well, now listen, people, let me tell you some news. I sang a song called the Crude Oil Blues. We're low on heat and on, we're low on gas. And I'm so cold, I'm about to freeze myself. We got the Crude Oil Blues. Lord, the wintertime so getting cold to the bottom of my shoes. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak, but it ain't because of love, it's from the lack of heat. I got the Crude Oil Blues. I'm gonna tell you a story about this drunk I knew. He kept his basement full of homemade brew. But the winter got so bad it screwed up the boy's thinking. He got so cold he had to burn all his drinking. He's got the Crude Oil Blues. He said the winter time can sure get cold to the bottom of your shoes. He said burning this booze just destroyed my soul. But there's one thing about it, honey, when you're cold, you're cold. I got the Crude Oil Blues. All back up, son. Let me generate a little heat. All right. All juke it, son. Yeah. Well, when we made this record, there was a little bit of doubt whether or not the thing was ever going to come out. I said, hey, Chief, you reckon this record will be released? He said, son, we ain't got enough oil to keep the presses greased. We got the Crude Oil Blues. And son, if we can't make a record, then we don't need you. I said, well, what am I gonna do if I can't sing and pick? He said, well, just keep yourself warm playing on them hot licks. We got the Crude Oil Blues.